Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever wondered why at Noma, in Denmark, the first thing a server hands you is not a wine list, but a water menu, paginated by country, complete with mineral analysis, and accompanied by a dedicated water sommelier to guide your selection? Anyone encountering this for the first time inevitably asks, isn't water just water? Does it really need to be this complicated? It does, because water, just like wine, can amplify or suppress the flavors of food. And behind all of this, there are really only three principles. Rich sauces and dishes with heavy tannins call for water high in bicarbonate to soften them. Fatty, intensely flavored foods, like Spanish Iberico, ham, pair best with high sodium water, such as Vichy Catalan. Sparkling water with too little sodium simply cannot stand up to that salty, unctuous character. And for delicate ingredients like raw fish or steamed dishes, you actually want a soft water to serve as an invisible supporting presence, because anything with strong minerality will overwhelm them. Throughout this piece, I walk through the representative waters of Italy, France, Spain, and Germany. But what I most want to talk about is Taiwan. Our fine dining scene already has wine lists, coffee menus, and sake lists. What we do not have is a water menu. Japan, Hong Kong, and Singapore have all moved in this direction. So my sense is this: the day a restaurant begins asking you whether you prefer still or sparkling, that will be the signal that the Taiwanese dining table has truly come of age.